This is the teacher. We will tell you the story of the martyrs of the sacred defense of Iran.
این شهید عزیز وارد میشه، نه معلومات دانشگاهی داره نه.
Dear Shahid Bronsi was among such people who entered the battlefield as a simple soldier but progressed gradually.
Shahid Bronsi was the commander of the 18th division of Jawadul A'imma and led the Khaybar operation.
My dear children, seek help from the Holy Quran and follow the Book of God so that you do not go astray. This is the purpose of the Quran and the purpose of all the prophets.
Today's story, the life and character of Shahid Abdul Hussein Bronsi. Dear listeners, Shahid Bronsi was born in 1942 in a village close to the city of Torbat Haydariye, which is a city near Mashhad, Khorasan province, Iran. Ever since Shahid Bronsi was a child, he had the spirit of antagonizing disbelief and rebellion. For instance, when he was in fourth grade, owing to the inappropriate behavior of one of the anti-Islamic teachers and the unsuitable atmosphere of his school, he left school. Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. Shahid Bronsi is one of the outstanding martyrs of the Iranian sacred defense against the despotic regime of Saddam. When the Iran-Iraq war broke out, Shahid Bronsi went to the fronts where he would bring honor to Islam and Iran. Shahid Bronsi was a very brave and courageous combatant during the Iranian sacred defense. In fact, Shahid Bronsi was the commander of the 18th Division of Jawadul A'imma and led the Khaybar operation. By studying the life of Shahid Bronsi, who was truly an outstanding and unique personality, we come to know just how much our martyrs are honorable. There is a book written about him in Persian by Said Akif titled Khakhaye Narme Kushk, meaning the soft soils of Kushk. In this book, many memories of Shahid Bronsi have been told by his friends and family. The supreme leader of Iran has strongly recommended people, especially the youth, to read this book. It has been written in this book that Shahid Boronsi lived a very simple life. When he entered the IRGC, he became extremely busy. At first, he wouldn't get paid, and even when he did get paid, still, he wasn't able to meet his expenses. That is why he also worked as a builder at night. Shahid Boronsi had an excellent character. He was down to earth, kind, generous, loving, brave, fearless, religious, and had every good character one could think of.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
And now, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei talks about Shahid Boronsi.
این شهید عزیز وارد میشه نه معلومات دانشگاهی داره نه.
Dear Shahid Boronsi was among such people who entered the battlefield as a simple soldier, but progressed gradually and became a commander of the army based upon his own talent and endeavors. He had such a comprehensive character, and he could guide his soldiers not only in military matters, but also ethical ones. Now this shows the greatness of the Islamic Revolution of Iran, which could nurture such personalities like Shahid Boronsi to a level that from being a simple bricklayer, he is changed into a top commander and a spiritual teacher of his time. In my opinion, Shahid Boronsi and people like this are the symbols of divine truth of the Islamic Revolution of Iran.
به نظر من شهید بورنسی و امثال او رو باید نماد یک چنین حقیقتی به حساب آورد.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. Shahid Boronsi would offer the night prayer even in the fronts. One of his fellow combatants says that after one of our missions, we came back to our tents and we were extremely tired. And 2 hours later, the Dawn Adhan would be chanted. Shahid Boronsi went to make wudu while his friend said that I was so tired that I slept. Shahid Boronsi woke him up for the dawn prayer. He could tell from Shahid Boronsi's face that he had offered the night prayer with joy. Shahid Boronsi was martyred in the Badr operation on March 14, 1985. There was no sign of his body after his martyrdom. A ceremony was held in his commemoration following his martyrdom in Mashhad on April 29, 1985. May Allah bless him and elevate his ranks.
یک نکته در باب شهدای عزیز ماست و اون این است که برادران عزیزان باور عمیق.
Dear brothers, I believe wholeheartedly that we are all blessed by the divine sustenance of our martyrs. The survival of the Islamic Revolution of Iran is because of the blood of the martyrs. It is martyrdom which approves the survival and the stability of values. The greatest reward which is given to a martyr in this world is the continuity and firmness of the truth for which a martyr sacrifices his life.
خدای متعال اون حقیقت را به برکت خون شهید حفظ میکنه. سازوکار منطقی و عقلایی اینم معلوم.
The Almighty Allah saves this kind of truth because of the holiness of the blood of a martyr. The rational mechanism of this process is also clear. When a society sacrifices its existence, life, and comfort for a value and truth, it will prove its truthfulness in the world. And this is the truthfulness, and the truthful that remain forever. This is a divine promise and practice. در دنیا به اثبات میرساند و حقانیت است که میماند،
حق است که باقی میماند. این سنت الهی است.
And now, Sister Zainab reads to us an excerpt of the last will of today's Shaheed.
My dear children, seek help from the Holy Quran and follow the Book of God so that you do not go astray. This is the purpose of the Quran and the purpose of all the prophets of Allah. I read these verses for you wholeheartedly. I will go toward the enemy in a few nights, and if I don't return, I hope you join the Quran and act on these wills which I have stated. And I still have so much more to say. I must remind you, O my children, I advise you to the Quran. There is no better way than the way of the Holy Quran.
Thank you so much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of The Teacher, which was about Shaheed Boronsi. Don't forget to log on to our website at parstoday.com and click on the link, The Call of Islam, to listen to this program as well as our other programs. Until next time, we leave you in Allah's care.